It's a good thing that the book of Revelation is written in figurative language. Good for the Laodiceans, because there they then fit in well with 21st century Christianity. They wanted the best of both worlds. They wanted the hedonistic pleasures of contemporary society, as well as the comfort of being a Christian. They wanted a Jesus that they could put away when they didn't need him. But he stands at the door and knocks. It's a good thing that the book of Revelation is written in figurative language. It's good for us, because you and I fit in so well with those Laodiceans. But Jesus stands at the door and knocks. He knocks to prepare us for his coming again. Thus, the appropriateness of this text before us for a homily during the Advent season, as it is a season of preparation. And oh, do we get prepared during this time of year. We are prepared by the commercial world beginning sometime shortly before, on, or after Halloween. That it's Christmas. My wife and I noticed last night on television that Christmas isn't even here yet, and they're advertising for the new year already. That there is preparation in the commercial world. And oh, do we get that preparation for Christmas. For those of you that are parents, you know this well. And one of my 8-year-old boys' favorite ways of preparing me for Christmas is indeed knocking. He likes knock-knock jokes. He came up to me one day and he said, and this was probably just about a week ago, he said, knock-knock. And I said, who's there? And he said, X. I said, X who? And he said, Xbox. I try to use the same thing to get his attention, perhaps to prepare him a little bit for what really happens at Christmas time. But it doesn't work. For some reason, it falls on deaf ears. Or maybe as you experience as a child, or your children are giving you the experience of having what we call, as parents, selective deafness. They hear what they want to hear. Not necessarily what you desire them to hear. Especially perhaps if they're doing something, watching television, playing on the computer or on the Xbox. But their deafness, what they hear, becomes selective. Now that's all cute and cuddly, Pastor Scudder, but what does that mean according to our text before us this morning? Friends, we are selectively deaf as well, whether you want to believe it or not. We hear what we want to hear. We're lukewarm, as were the Laodiceans. Jesus said in the text, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. Anyone who hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with him and he with me." God calls us, but do we hear? You shall have no other gods before me. But we put Christmas shopping ahead of the coming Christ. Remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. But we'd rather gather around our own tables and eat and watch football than we would to gather around the Lord's table and partake of those gifts that he has prepared for us. Gifts that indeed restore life to our sin-parched lives. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. Now, this is a favorite, I think, of all of us. Because we are oh so willing and ready to talk about the nasty stuff that our friends and neighbors do. But yet, we are so afraid of those words in our liturgy, I, a poor, miserable sinner. And if we can make ourselves look good by belittling those around us, so be it. You see, it doesn't take much exploring for us to see how far we have fallen into the ways of this world. That just like the Laodiceans, we try to walk on both sides of the line. Jesus says, knock, knock, but it's not a joke. Sometimes, as we have seen, he knocks with the law. And when he knocks with the law, he knocks us down, flat out. But he's also there with the gospel. Remember, he said these words, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and eat with him, and he with me. He stands there to give us his gifts. We have had our robes washed white in the blood of the Lamb, in the waters of holy baptism. He stands there to give us his riches in his blood shed and his body broken on the cross. These are the salve mentioned in the text, given to open our eyes, that we might indeed see what he has prepared for us. This Advent season is about half done, time-wise. Most of us, except me, have probably purchased all the gifts that you're going to put underneath your tree. We're prepared as ever for Christmas Day. Not only have we bought our gifts, but friends, we have been bought with the most precious gift. Not with gold or silver, but with his holy, precious blood, and with his innocent suffering and death, that we may be his own and live under him in his kingdom, and serve him in everlasting righteousness, innocence, and blessedness, even as he is risen from the dead and lives and reigns to all eternity. This is most certainly true. Our children do indeed prepare us for the day of Christmas. But it is our Lord himself who prepares us for the day of Christ's Mass. Thanks be to God for that inexpressible gift. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.